This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady from AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Andrew Broom. He's one of the spokesmen with AOPA, and he's going to give us a preview of what to expect at the AOPA Summit coming up in November 5th to 7th in Tampa. It's just about a month away, and it's a little bit different this year than AOPA Expo in the past. So, Andrew, can you fill us in on what to expect?
Sure, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about Summit, because we are very excited about it, and I think the rest of the industry is going to benefit from the new format that we have at Summit. You know, our focus is aviation meets here, be a part of the future, and that really is going to start with the opening session at Summit, or opening Summit session, where we call it One Voice, and it is going to be most of the association heads coming together, collaborating, and talking about, you know, what's going on in the industry and looking forward to the future. So that includes Tom Poperesny from EAA, Jim Coyne from NATA, Ed Bullen from NBAA, Peggy Chabrian from Women in Aviation International, Pete Bunce from GAMA, Paula Dirks from AEA, and Craig Fuller, obviously, from AOPA. Right after that session will be a session moderated by Tom Haynes with some of the manufacturers and talking about the future of GA, including Jack Pelton from Cessna, Alan Klapmeyer, the founder of Cirrus, Rhett Ross from Teledyne, Ken Roberts from Rolls-Royce, and Corbin Huber from Remos Aircraft.
Okay, so for the AOPA members who or readers of AvWeb who might be interested in going to this event, what other kinds of things would they find going on?
A new thing that used to be the aircraft static display, and it's called Airport Fest now. So it's much more expanded. We'll have approximately 100 airplanes out there, including RC airplanes. We're gonna have remote control airplanes in a hangar for kids to go build kits and build their own RC airplanes. There's going to be demonstrations. There will be parachuters. There will be some Coast Guard demonstrations. So we're really making it a community event also. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. And you're also making it a family-friendly event. Is that right? You have events for people who might go along with their pilot?
Absolutely. We're promoting now some family fun things that you can go do, whether it's a go to, I think it's Tarpon Springs. You can go to Busch Gardens. Additionally, this is the first year we're ever going to have, we're partnering with Women in Aviation International on something called the Women's Wing, where it is catering to all women who come to the show, whether you're a pilot or not. It will include some programming as well as destination information, anything that appeals to the women that might be at the show. There's a beautiful aquarium just across the Riverwalk from the convention center. And we are going to have our Friday night party there. And right after that, we are going to have a concert by John Oates, formerly of Hall & Oates, who is a pilot, a member. He's kicking off his concert tour. So we're very excited. It's the Freedom to Fly concert with John Oates. Additionally, we're going to have an air traffic controllers corner. All pilots like to hear from air traffic controllers and you know, tips and advice from them, so there'll be an opportunity to do that. There'll be a meetup area where anyone can go and schedule, and we're going to open up the schedule online in the next few weeks, where if you want to hold a meetup, you can. We'll have the availability for that. There'll be a lot of media there, obviously. Hopefully, Mary, you'll be there with us. So we are extremely excited about this year's summit.
So the meetup would be, for example, if you want to meet other pilots from your home airport or that kind of thing?
It's kind of, there's not really boundaries on what it might be. If you have a reason to get a group together and meet up, you're going to have the opportunity to go sign up and secure the space. And it will be open to the public on the exhibit floor.
Okay, that should be interesting. So it could be anything. It could be type clubs, or it could be people with any kind of particular interest. Just find other people to share that interest.
Absolutely. And additionally, there's other organizations that are holding meetings at our summit this year, from Women in Aviation International to the Flying Rotarians to the International Society of Aviation Photography. Flying physicians are having a meeting there. the Flying Octogenarians are having a luncheon. So there are tons of events going on.
Okay, and in the past you've had special programs for to encourage pilots to bring along someone maybe they know who's shown an interest in flying but is not yet a pilot. Do you have any special programs for those people?
Absolutely. There is we're going to have a Learn to Fly Center at the airport as well as at the exhibit hall, and there'll be a simulator in each one of those where you can go do a simulator with a Frasca simulator. But additionally, out at the airport, we will be signing up people for Discovery Flights that are the Cessna Pilot Center with Atlas Aviation on the field there are going to be offering discounted Discovery Flights.
Okay, Andrew, could you tell us a little bit more about the forums and what people can expect to find as far as speakers and those kind of things going on?
Sure. The forums will continue where they have in years past with a lot of the pilot information that we've always offered. There will also be forums tailored to non-pilots, encouraging them to learn to fly. But additionally, there's going to be some inspirational-type forums with Jessica Cox speaking, who is the woman who was born with no arms, and she now has her sport pilot certificate. We also all have a fan favorite, Rod Machado, speaking. So go to AOPA.org and check out the forum schedule.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Andrew. And, of course, AvWeb will be there, and we'll be reporting on the events every day with podcasts and video and our usual news reports. And so we'll look forward to seeing you there. Again, that's November 5 to 7 in Tampa, Florida.
Thank you very much, Mary, and have a great day.
Okay, thanks. You too.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.